Around 10% of the population in Florida has been vaccinated. That's above where many states are right now. But what has people worried there is who seems to be getting access to the vaccine. For more on this, we bring in Olivia Goldhill. She's with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for being here. So Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is being accused by officials of playing political favorites in this vaccine rollout. There was this case where seniors in a wealthy enclave of Key Largo received the vaccine as early as January. What do the numbers tell us?
Yeah, it's not great in terms of equity in Florida, and there are definitely concerns of political favoritism. So in Palm Beach County, for example, where I did reporting, originally the whole of the vaccine rollout was given to Publix, a groceries chain. This is a store that's in predominantly wealthy areas, meaning that in poorer parts of the county, such as Pahokee and Belgrade, there weren't any Publix for more than 25 miles. Bear in mind, Publix had given a $100,000 donation to DeSantis the month before, which he says isn't why they got the rollout and very well might not be, but it doesn't create a great image. Quite recently, for example, if you look at the race breakdowns, Black people make up 18% of residents in Palm Beach County and Hispanic people roughly 22%. But as of the beginning of this month, those communities had had just 4.1% and 4.7% of vaccines respectively. So white people are getting vaccinated at far, far higher rates than other demographics.
And Pahokee, which is a city in Palm Beach County, this is interesting because it's also the same county as Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. Can you describe for us, in the context of what you're telling us about the different populations who had access versus those who don't, what this community is like?
Yeah, so Palm Beach County, it's roughly an hour to drive across from Mar-a-Lago, which, as you say, where Donald Trump spends a lot of his time, is an incredibly wealthy billionaires club area with mansions. And you just drive down this one road and it takes you to these really very poor rural areas. So Pahokee and then nearby Belgrade, in both of those areas, roughly a third of the population lives in poverty. A lot of people work in the fields and there's sugarcane. You burn it to burn off the excess leaves ahead of harvesting. At least people in Florida do. And there's a rule that they can't burn off those leaves when there's an eastward wind because it would blow it towards, you know, the inhabitants of those wealthier areas. Mm. And I think that really gives an idea of just the disparity and how residents in Pahokee and Belgrade are kind of left out of a lot of public safety ordinance.
How are officials responding to this disparity specifically when it comes to the vaccine rollout? What are officials saying about why this is happening?
So, I mean, there was outcry when the vaccine went to Publix, and they responded to that by setting up these drive-through events in Pahokee. But they were really rushed. And, you know, I went to one of them. I mean, the majority of people who turned up came from far away. They were wealthier white people. And there are structural reasons for that. I mean, the organizers in the area who are trying to turn out locals, they didn't get a lot of notice. Tammy Jackson Moore said she only found out on Twitter a couple of days before. They're not being given clear guidance. There was no transportation available, or there wasn't on the day before, Friday, but the day I went, a Saturday, no transportation was provided, which is key for a lot of these people, you know, don't have cars, can't just drive up. You know, some people I spoke to were getting lifts with friends, which is great. But, you know, if you're trying to access a population that has transport issues, then this is not the way to go about it.
You spoke with people like Palm Beach County Commissioner Melissa McKinley, who was really frustrated by the lack of planning. I mean, going forward, will things be done differently? What will it take to prioritize those who are from poorer communities?
What I hope and what Melissa McKinley hopes will happen is that a registry will be created so that she can make sure that the people who are getting the vaccines at these drive-through sites are from the local area, it would be great to have more resources in terms of calling people and getting turnout. She said she was potentially going to be working with people from a library whose staff were just going to be shifted to try and focus on this. Mm. Transportation being provided is essential. Those are just kind of really basic steps that I think would make a lot of difference, and I'm hoping will start to happen to try and address the equity issues.
Olivia Goldhill is with our partners at STAT, the Health and Medicine publication. Thank you so much.
Of course. Thank you.